We live in a world now that is very connected by technologies. With a push of a button, we can talk to someone across the world. And with a push of a button, we can share pictures, stories, and tweets, and posts, and all these things. And many people will read what we have to say. But yet, in this postmodern world, with all its connectivity, people are becoming more isolated and lonely. I talk to a lot of young college students and young adults. They feel more lonely, even though we have more technologies and instruments to connect us together, because they spend so much time trying to make everything social media perfect. They try to make everything social media perfect. Back in the days before the internet, people joined different organizations, sometimes gangs, and sometimes different groups in order to feel like they are needed, they are part of the group. But now, with social media, in the virtual world, we have been told and in many ways affected in our thinking that if we get more likes, if we get more followers, if we get more of this and that, we're more accepted and we're more popular. And it creates a sense of always proving ourselves in order to be good, in order to be perfect, in order to be attracted or attractive to other people. And, you know, sometime I go to a birthday party or a wedding party or some type of party or get-together. They're all worried about being Pinterest or Instagram perfect, where they have to organize everything good, my mom including. Before I eat something, she would take a picture. And I said, "Mom, I just want to eat it." She said, "No, but I want to post it up so other people can see." Oftentimes, we're worrying about what we present ourselves to other people. We're worrying about what other people are going to see from us. We're so worried about everything else except from what is from our heart. And that is what the Holy Family is trying to teach us. Little has been said in the gospel about the 30-plus years that Jesus spent with St. Joseph, with Mother Mary. But we know that 30 years were so formative and were so important for him that we can see it in his own ministry. Because of that 30 years being a carpenter's son, Jesus knew how to relate to the poor, those who were abandoned. Because being a carpenter, you don't always have a job. You don't always make a living. And there will be days that you will go hungry. So Jesus knew that because he was the son of a carpenter who worked occasionally and were not the upper crust, but almost living on the fringes of society, which helped him to relate to the poor, the abandoned, and the forgotten. The 30 years that Jesus spent with St. Joseph and Mother Mary were so important that not enough words could ever truly express how they live in love with each other. So I'm asking you to be very countercultural. I'm asking you to form your family like the Holy Family. Don't worry about what you have to post on social media or let other people see how perfect your family is or how perfect your life is. Spend time together and spend it well. Are you able to spend time with each other and spend it well? Or as soon as you get together, you said, is the Notre Dame game on? Let's just turn on the TV and watch so that we don't have to talk about the things that are uncomfortable. Are you able to spend time with each other well? Or are you scared of the silence that is important? 30 years of the Holy Family was in silence. Nothing was written much about that. But that silence is so important because that silence create a space for them to embrace each other, to love each other, and to love God. That silence create the space for them to love each other, to embrace each other, and to recognize that God the Father is in their midst. That is so important. I have seen so many young families now, especially those who have children in middle and high school, and even in college. They no longer eat with each other because they're so busy trying to hurt their children from one place to the next. So there's no more breaking bread, spending time with each other. It's just, what next? What on the schedule? What need to be done? Is that how we want to form our families? Always on the move, always busy, always trying to do something? Or can we spend time with each other well? And if we don't know how to spend time with each other well, the rest of our days will always be trying to please other people, trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to be successful, trying to tell the whole world, look at me. Yet, that's not how love is. Love is very simple, consistent, and faithful, like what I have preached for Christmas. Simple, consistent, and faithful. When I recognize that God is in the midst of my family, I recognize the love that my parents give to me. They're not flamboyant. Just like what I told you, I went home for Christmas for 2 days. And Mom and Dad have a small room that wanted my bathroom and wanted my office. And Dad was buying some paint to simply paint my room for me. Did he have to do that? But he did that in silence because he cared for me. Mom, as soon as I got home, she said, did you eat? Here, have something to eat. You know? God loved it the same way. Huh? Always simple, behind the scene, taking care of us in ways that we never know. In ways that are not really important or recognizable if we don't look for them. God's love for us is in the midst of our family, of how we care for each other, how we care for one another. Oftentimes, we all struggle with thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. That my family could have been better. This or that would have been better. But perhaps happiness comes from where we are, accepting, loving, and transforming and sanctifying one another where we are instead of where we should be, or could have, or should have, or would have, whatever. My brothers and sisters, Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, showed the Lord Jesus Christ how to love in their simple way of life, by their simple, consistent, and faithful love. So I pray for you too, within your own family. Give to one another what comes from the heart and find ways to express that love, in a very intimate way without being flamboyant or pointing finger at me. Find ways to give from the heart, to receive from the heart, and to invite God within your own family as well. It is so sad now. I can tell you this. If you don't believe me, I believe it's on... this road is always changed. I guess it's Midwestern Parkway, right? Midwestern Parkway and Kemp. There is a billboard up there that said, "That jokes rule." And then it said, fatherhood.org. That is to say that fatherhood and motherhood now is so lacking within our modern family. That we have a lot of people who are parents, but really have not parents well. to give their children not what they want, but to give their children the unconditional love of a simple, always present love that comes from the heart. Dad jokes rule, right? And mom jokes rule too, because it's important that we spend time together with what we are and what we have instead of how things should be. My brothers and sisters, I ask you today to invite the Holy Family of Joseph, of Mary, and of Jesus into your own family. Let them teach you how to truly be a family that radiate the love of God. Gentlemen, I ask you to be like Saint Joseph, perhaps to speak less and to do more. To do more, not just doing, but doing things with intentional love, just like Joseph did to Mary and to Jesus. Ladies, it's said in here, I'm not making this up. She held all these things in her heart. Speak less and embrace more. We can always appreciate without, like my mom said, I'm not nagging, I'm just telling you how things are. Please, how about positively put things together and with love? Children, young people, learn how to appreciate and like what the gospel said, obedience to them. Obedience to them and advancing in wisdom and age and favor before God and men. I wish that you continue to grow, not only with success of this world, but the wisdom, the love, the faith that is grounded in God Himself, and to allow yourself and myself, ourselves, to always grow in order to become what God wants of us instead of what the world wants of us. Make our family the Holy Family of Joseph, of Mary, and of Jesus. May our love for one another let the whole world see that God is alive.